Well, as President Biden, as you heard, ramps up vaccine distribution, setting that new goal to double distribution to 200 million shots in his first 100 days. Some fear that vaccine opponents, though, are now creating a dangerous new message, trying to build off the Stop the Steal movement from election season.
And NewsNation's Ashley Ketz is here with how that group may be adopting a new alliance.
Well, guys, while we're hearing less about Stop the Steal, supporters of former President Trump appear to be pivoting. I spoke with a watchdog group about the role some activists are playing in selling the anti-vaccine message.
I need you. I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity.
In his race to 200 million shots, President Joe Biden pleading with Americans to get vaccinated, urging them to listen to America's top infectious disease doctor.
This is a public health issue, and the history of vaccinology tells us when you look at smallpox, polio, measles, all the things that vaccines have been so incredibly helpful in getting us out of difficulty with those infections.
But not everyone is getting in line to roll up their sleeve. A recent Monmouth University poll shows 1 in 4 people say they will avoid getting the vaccine at all if they can help it. A new report shows just 12 anti-vaxxers are responsible for the majority of anti-vaccine content circulating on social media platforms. Imrod Ahmed is the CEO of watchdog group the Center for Countering Digital Hate and calls them the disinformation dozen.
Who are they? Well, look, they're the superstars of this anti-vaccine industry. But behind them, there are a number of organizations, 501c3s, companies, which are making money out of the misinformation that's being spread, whether that's by persuading people to buy false cures or by giving them access to more and more misinformation.
Del Bigtree is one of the anti-vaccine activists listed in the report. He's seen here at a rally in Hawaii bashing COVID-19 regulations like masks.
Last I checked, there's nowhere in the Bill of Rights or in the Constitution that says I am not allowed to breathe the air that is blowing across my face.
Ahmed says activists have been luring supporters of the Stop the Steal movement, attacking the election results.
They have latched onto this opportunity because for them, it's further evidence that there is a great big conspiracy out there of people who are trying to kill them. For the anti-vaxxers, it's a whole new market. And they've really spent the last year forging these alliances, making them stronger, culminating, of course, in January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol, where we had anti-vaxxers, the key anti-vaxxers from the industry, on the same stages as some of the people who were fomenting the violence that caused such chaos on January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
Ahmed fears how their message could ultimately disconnect more Americans from factual information.
They're selling false information, false hope, really, but false hope that can lead people to take actions or not take actions, crucially, which might protect them from a disease that could kill them.
And we reached out to several of the people linked to misinformation in the report, but have not heard back. Nicole.
All right. Ashley, thank you.